A reading from the book of Deuteronomy. Moses said to the people, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes that are written in this book of the law when you return to the Lord your God with all your heart and all your soul. For this command that I enjoin on you today is not too mysterious and remote for you. It is not up in the sky that you should say, 'Who will go up in the sky to get it for us and tell us of it, that we may carry it out?' Nor is it across the sea that you should say, 'Who will cross the sea to get it for us and tell us of it, that we may carry it out?' No, it is something very near to you, already in your mouths and in your hearts. You have only to carry it out." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Colossians. Christ Jesus is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of all creation. For in him were created all things in heaven and on earth, the visible and the invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created through him and for him. He is before all things, and in him all things hold together. He is the head of the body, the church. He is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that is, all things he himself it might be preeminent. For in him all the fullness was pleased to dwell, and through him to reconcile all things for him, making peace by the blood of his cross through him, whether those on earth or those in heaven. The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you.
And with
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a scholar of the law who stood up to test Jesus and said, "Teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" Jesus said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" He said in reply, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your being, with all your strength, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." He replied to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this and you will live." But because he wished to justify himself, he said to Jesus, "Who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man fell victim to robbers as he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. They stripped and beat him and went off, leaving him half dead. A priest happened to be going down that road, but when he saw him, he passed by on the opposite side. Likewise, a Levite came to the place, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan traveler who came upon him was moved with compassion at the sight. He approached the victim, poured oil and wine over his wounds, and bandaged them. Then he lifted him up on his own animal, took him to an inn, and cared for him. The next day he took out 2 silver coins and gave them to the innkeeper with the instruction, 'Take care of him. If you spend more than what I have given you, I shall repay you on my way back.' Which of these 3, in your opinion, was neighbor to the robber's victim?" He answered, "The one who treated him with mercy." Jesus said to him, "Go and do likewise." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
These words are taken from the first reading that we heard proclaimed. Moses said to the people, "If only you would heed the voice of the Lord your God and keep his commandments and statutes." Pendulum. I think all of you know what a pendulum is. It is something that sways back and forth. We might use it and associate it with an object. We probably, when you were in high school, I think it was like in 9th grade or 10th grade, we had to read the poem, The Pit and the Pendulum by Edgar Allan Poe. But it can also be used symbolically, and we hear that in today's society, especially in our nation, as we hear people will say the pendulum is swinging one way or another. A couple of years ago, we saw that the pendulum really went to the left, as people in big cities and throughout the nation were saying, we need to defund the police. We need to cut back their resources, their personnel, and redirect that money. Now, nobody should have been surprised that the crime rate began to grow in this country. Probably astonished to many people to see the amount of crime in every area has increased. Now, all of a sudden, with the pendulum we think is swinging back, people are saying we need to refund the police. And some of our politicians are even saying that. The ones who supported defunding, some are saying now to refund. No matter what we do in this country, I think there is one special, common, fundamental element that is missing in all of this. And I'd like to have us look at the first reading today to pull it out to see even then how important it was then as it is important now. I want to first of all go to the first reading that we heard last weekend because it has a little bit of a tie into our passage for today. There are really two last things. Last Sunday, the first reading was taken from the book of the prophet Isaiah, the last chapter, some of the last verses. The prophet Isaiah was seeing a new Jerusalem. People were coming back out of exile, for some had been exiled for 70 years. He was envisioning that the city of Jerusalem and the country would be rebuilt gradually. But he was also foretelling that one day the special and new king, an extraordinary king, will come with his kingdom. Now would be the gospel or the book of Revelation written by the evangelist St. John, who envisions at his very end of his book the new and eternal Jerusalem, the kingdom of God where everything is perfect. That was our reading from last week. And now we go to the second last what we have today, and that we turn to the book of Deuteronomy. And what is last is this. This is the last address that Moses gave the Israelites. And this is towards the very end of his address and his words that he leaves with the Israelites. And what he tells them is this, is that you are to keep the commandments and the precepts, the statutes of God. Now, at this point, if you can imagine and picture it in your mind, Moses had been with the Israelites for over 40 years, going through the desert, and he brought them up right to the promised land. He himself would not enter because he had sinned against God, disbelieving in the power of God. But he brought them up to that point, and Joshua would be the one to bring them across into the promised land. But he said, whatever you do, you keep before you always the law and the commandments of God. Because of this reason, and this is that fundamental element, you are to respect God and one another. The people of Israel had entered into a covenant several times with God, and every time they would break it. And the commandments were the stipulations of what they were to do to fulfill their part of the covenant. God would always forgive and be merciful and say, we need to reestablish that covenant again and the commandments that he imposed. It was to be a respect and to hold within their very heart and being, because the law is not something out there, not something physical. It might have been written on stone, but now it was to become internal within them. This is where the law was to be found, in their heart, in their soul, in their being. And whatever they did was to, first of all, to show respect to God, first and primarily, but then also to respect one another. Respect isn't something that Rodney Dangerfield used to use in his comedy act by saying, no one respects me, I have no respect. And perhaps in our country today, that's what we're seeing lacking more than anything else, is a respect. How often do I hear from you to say there's just no respect anymore for people, for things, for property? People like to destroy. And that is, I think, what we need to emphasize more than anything else is what the Lord had told the Israelites. You are to respect me first, as we heard in our gospel passage, which the scribe had said. Respect God, love God above everything else, but then you respect your neighbor as yourself. Perhaps we have been lacking too, because if we want people to respect us, we have to respect others. And hold before us what holds us all together is God and his promise and his love. Let us always promote respect. And in promoting respect, then we are indeed fulfilling the commandments and the law of God, these guidelines which lead us to God and what we must do to inherit eternal life. Common respect. We hope that we will always hold it before us and certainly put it into practice.